from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The plot thickens, or maybe does the plot thin? So we're all the way back to the start. Now the favorite in the clubhouse is Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers get together in Kumbaya.
Extension.
Yeah.
That's the favorite. I mean, beyond Kumbaya, but, and I'm going back to our thread where Grandy so astutely put out what he thought was most likely. Doesn't get traded, doesn't get extended was his top. Signs extension was his 2, traded was his 3, and I went the other way. I thought traded was the most likely.
Yep.
I thought signs extension was the least likely, and you thought signs extension would be the least likely as well.
Yeah.
And so here we are. Grandy's 2, my 3, your 3, and it looks like that might become the 1.
Well, again, it, quote, looks like that because a couple people tweeted it. And so do we believe it this time? I don't know.
Well, I've believed everything every time, and I've been wrong like 7 ways to Sunday.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the thing is, like, the reason I guess I believe it is not because a couple people we respect have tweeted it. I believe it because it's always been the only thing that makes sense. And it's how you and I left the show yesterday. Like, what are we doing? Why on earth? Why? That's the question you know I've been asking all week. Why are you talking to the Steelers? What is in it for you? And Brandon, why? What's in it for you? Drake May? Russell Wilson? What are we doing? What are we doing? And the beans got spilled all over the place on this station yesterday. From Herm Edwards to TJ Houshmandzadeh to Matt Barrows to everybody who's come on and essentially said the same thing. These two still want each other. That's why I called it Ross Rachel yesterday. We're making up reasons to stay apart. So just end the charade. End the charade. Brandon, are you probably asking for whether it's a little bit too much or are your feelings hurt a little bit too much? Niners, are you being a little unreasonable? The answer to all of these questions is yes. I don't know what the middle ground is. I'm just confident that it's there.
Well, when Brandon Ayuk turns down more money with New England, a reported 32, and TJ Houshmandzadeh came on yesterday and said it was more than that. He was saying that yeah. It was more than 32 a year.
Yeah, it wasn't a question, though.
Right. When he turns that down, that signals to me that Brandon Ayuk wants to be a 49er. And then it becomes a question of him working it out. Even if Pittsburgh would have come in, I don't think Pittsburgh would have come in and paid him 32 or more than 32.
Probably
and even
not,
if,
yeah.
Even if they would have, he still might have just wanted to be a Niner. So maybe all of this posturing by Brandon Ayuk, the request for a trade, the shopping himself all around, led the 49ers to maybe be more motivated to try and work on an extension. Or maybe this was the plan all along.
This is all happening in real time. So I want to try to carefully choose my words here, because if I don't, then the director of sports, Lucas Alexander, is going to put it all over Twitter and get me in trouble.
But aggregated.
Well, 888-957-9570, first and foremost, with regard to what your reaction is simply to the idea that the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk have rekindled extension talks. But one of the first thoughts, not the first thought, but on a short list in terms of thoughts that popped in my mind when I heard this, I'll phrase it as a question. Are you getting a little tired of the 49ers having to win the deal?
Yes.
There's a piece of this where you're like, we told him 20, like, and again, I don't know what's actually being shared back and forth. And I don't know who ticked who off and all that stuff. I'm not there. But if the reports are, you shopped him at the draft, you offered him 26 in May, the price went up, you didn't like that, and then you didn't talk to him. You didn't talk to him for 2 months. And then you go through the process we're calling the Patriots and the Browns and the Steelers and the Commanders. And all along, all he really wanted was 28, and you're still sitting here on August 9th with a game now 4.5 weeks away, a preseason game 24 hours away, and you're still sitting here with this whole thing in limbo. I'd argue you're being a little overly firm. You're a little egotistical in the way that you're doing this, if you're the 49ers. Again, I get it. This is big stuff here. Like millions of dollars and Brock Purdy's extent. I understand everything going on. But this idea of we got to win the deal. We do it a certain way. We're going to drive the hard bargain. We're going to take it to the end. Nick Bosa, last few days, Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk. I'm going to stop short of saying you should pay everyone. But, dude, come on.
$2 million.
I don't know,
if
right?
If that's how far apart you are, if it's $2 million, then not only meet in the middle, but give the guys money and let him come in and practice. Make this so it's not a distraction and Kyle Shanahan has to open a press conference and answer 7 questions about it and sports talk radio hosts are spending day after day on it. And this has been a thing now for 5 months. I don't know if they were close to a deal at 26 back in February or March, and it got to this point where now the number might be 28, but it feels like it would be worth it to just give them the couple million dollars, whatever the guaranteed number is going to be, and have this not be a distraction, because you've got players answering questions about it. You've got podcasts and hosts and the coach, and everybody's having to answer these questions. And we did a whole show about a couple of handshakes at practice and all of this so that Parag Marate can win the deal. It feels like you're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Well, and we're sitting here asking questions and sharing opinions, but here's the fact. This is the third summer in a row that's gotten dicey. It's a third summer in a row. So is the process flawed?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Well, it depends on what you want as the result. You know, it's about process versus result. For them, it's about the result. And if the process means you have Nick Bosa come in late and Debo signs in the end of July and Brandon Ayuk holds in, maybe that process is not ideal, but you're more fixated on the result. And the result is win the deal.
But they didn't with Nick Bosa. They got crushed. They got absolutely crushed by all accounts. Nick got everything he wanted. So they did not win by using their process. TJ Houshmandzadeh told us yesterday, you wanted to have Brandon at 26? You would have. You would have if you just did this in March. But no, we had to go to the draft, and we had to knock on every door, and we had to pretend like we were floating Debo, too. We had to call, Patriots, Steelers, trade. We've been the story all summer long. I swear to you, I don't know if any other NFL team exists this summer. Everything has been Niners. Lead up to the draft, Niners. Then Netflix, Niners. Now it's camp, Niners. Williams, Ayuk, Williams, Niners. Christian McCaffrey doesn't show up for OTAs, Niners. You've been the story all summer long. And Debo, scrubbed IG, Bosa took you to week one. I think it might, like, that's all I'm saying. I think it's time for the 49ers to go, you know what? We're a little bit of a different organization, and this is a compliment. You're not the organization you were 6 years ago because you're a bunch of badasses, and you built something really, really special. I think maybe it's high time to simply review your own process.
I'm sure they do every year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're ever going to get to the point where you get to an offseason negotiation and you make a deal in March, because it's just not what they've done. And I don't know if Parag Marate is cut out to do that. He wants to win the deal. It seems that's been his MO. So you wait. And in this case, I can't imagine he didn't see the wide receiver market getting bigger. But I do think that the calculation was that Brandon Ayuk would turn, you know, he would come to heel, so to speak. And he would just give in earlier, and he wouldn't go the way that he went as far as requesting a trade and then holding in and becoming an internal distraction. I don't know if he's a problem or not. Distraction, at the very least. So the process has to be different for every player, because the process with Nick Bosa, well, Nick couldn't give a crap. He was at home eating 7-egg omelets and having Wagyu steak with mom and working out and, you know, doing whatever he was doing. I don't think that he was that. He wasn't publicly worried.
Well, right.
He might have been privately a little bit concerned.
He has said differently. Cheryl Bosa told us differently earlier after it happened. But they
didn't blink.
No.
He didn't scrub. He didn't request a trade. He didn't do anything outwardly.
Well, that's just his way.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that was part of the reason why the Niners ultimately gave in, because they got to a point where they realized you can't trade Nick Bosa. You got to pay Nick Bosa.
Yeah, there's no, like, Nick Bosa, we knew was going to be a market setter. He was going to set the market for his position. We knew that. He knew that. Niners knew that. Brandon Ayuk is not. There's a lot more debate there. There's debate there for two reasons. One, is Brandon Ayuk the sixth best receiver? Is he the 11th best receiver? There's debate there. And then I think there's further debate on just the importance of wide receivers within an offense, particularly this one. You know, even Chad Ochocinco the other day calling Brandon Ayuk replaceable. So this one is trickier. It is trickier. And the goalpost did move. Most people think that that's fair, and that's on the fault of the 49ers because they waited too long. But that's kind of what I'm getting at. I'm not saying that you suddenly need to be pushovers, but review your process. Waiting is not always the right thing to do. Waiting and twisting someone's arm, I'd argue for two off seasons in a row, is bit you in the butt.
Well, I don't think that last year you would have paid less had you signed earlier. So last year is an interesting one because he was going to reset the market. And I don't think that, and I don't remember all the deals that came in before Nick Bosa, but that number was going to be the biggest in history, and you kind of knew it. Maybe you were just trying to figure out financially everything else leading up to Nick Bosa before you had to go out there and pay him. I think there were a couple other restructures last year that you did before Nick Bosa got signed. So that one felt a little bit less about arm twisting. Maybe, you know, maybe you were waiting into camp and trying to see if he'd report, see if he'd give up some of that leverage, so to speak. And once you got into August, well, then you're just going to wait because, you know, you're hoping that maybe he gets antsy and he comes in or he settles for less. But Nick Bosa always was going to have the hammer in that deal because you can't replace Nick Bosa. Brandon Ayuk, you can replace. Well, and in fact, you drafted a guy who might be his replacement in the next year.
Yeah, but I'd argue that waiting with Nick Bosa was damaging, not because it changed the number, but it may have changed the start of the season.
I'll agree with that.
Right? Like, you, like if you're going to pay that, just pay that in July, and then Nick gets a full training camp, and you don't have the slow start that you got. So that's what I mean. Like, you did you get bit with the Debo thing? Maybe not, right? Because that was early. It was an annoyance, whatever, that happens. But so if you're not going to give me three off seasons in a row, at least two, I would say two off seasons in a row, you have played the waiting game, and that has not helped you.
Well, Debo too, because he signed either July 31st or August 1st, so it was already...
And he came in out of shape.
Right, and he, you know, missed OTAs because he didn't have a new deal, and so you got into the summer portion of the program, and he wasn't there. And so, yeah, that part of the process... It's difficult, though, because you're asking Parag Marate to handle the financials and do all these things that, you know, you always talk about cap schmap, and part of his job is to figure out how to play with the numbers and push this contract off and keep this one at a different number and do all of this financial gymnastics. And part of that is a timeline. Like the Trent Williams thing, I do think the more we talk about it is, you know, letting Trent wait because you got to figure out the Brandon Ayuk first.
Maybe that may well be the case, but I think part of Parag's job, not that he's not doing this now, but is to be predictive. I mean, I'm listening to Steiny and Goo earlier today, and they're talking a lot about Jonathan Kuminga. Would you? Well, yeah, there's some predictive measures going on here. The Warriors are going to take a chance. I would argue, of course, you don't give Jonathan Kuminga a max extension right now. However, you are playing a little bit of a game of chicken. If Jonathan comes out and doesn't show out this year, you saved some money. If he does, you lost some money. And it's your job. You know these players better than anybody. It's your job to know what is going to go on in the market. It's your job to know that Amon-Ra is going to get a new deal. Justin Jefferson is going to get a new deal. All of these things. Devontae Smith's going to get a new deal. Jaylen Waddle. You got to know that. You got to know that, and you got to be thinking about, well, what's that probably going to do to the market? That didn't, as you said, that didn't catch anybody off guard.
The numbers did, I think. Maybe. The increases, and forget Justin Jefferson.
You knew because, he was going to set a new market.
Right, but you didn't know that that would be that high, and that happened after all these other deals. And when Amon-Ra gets 30, it's wow. He's a great receiver. He's top whatever you want to put him in. But when that number came in that high and all the rest of them were north of 26, some in the 28s, you're thinking, oh, geez, we probably should have signed him for 26 back in March.
I don't know. I mean, the wide receiver thing has been telegraphed here for a few years, that market is exploding.
But it jumped. It might have jumped more than they thought.
Maybe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerd Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.